Thanks for joining me. My name is Ibrahim Sani. This is, of course, Notepad. My idea for this today's conversation is, of course, trying to look at the valuing of intellectual property, particularly on how it enhances not just the intangibles of the company's value and net worth, but of course, the tangible items as well. Here to discuss this and more, I have two speakers from Valuing IP, Tee Lin Yik, the founder of Valuing IP, as well as Kwok Pui Leng, the co-CEO of Valuing IP. Let's start with you, T.
Yeah.
When we talk about the company's idea of or businesses, commercial entities, on trying to see how they can improve their enterprise value through good intellectual property branding and valuing it, where do you see companies understanding the value of IP?
So, you know, most of the companies or businesses today, they actually own intellectual property. So, for the past 13 years, actually, we are actively advocating the importance of IP.
Mm.
And at that time, many companies, they are not familiar with intellectual property, such as patents, trademark, design, copyright.
Mm-hmm.
But fast forward today, businesses have recognized IP as a necessity,
mm-hmm.
okay, no longer a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is that most of businesses, they do not know the actual value of their intangible assets.
Mm-hmm.
They do not know the value of the patents, trademark, copyright, industrial design that they own.
Mm-hmm.
They do not know the value.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, what we are trying to do at Valuing IP, we are making the intangibles tangible.
Okay, this is so interesting, right? Because you're saying that companies understand the value of IPs, but they do not know how to value their own IP. Is that the essence of the story for today?
Yes.
Maybe, Pui Leng, you can talk to us to that effect. How do you think companies are approaching this subject? Are they going to companies like yourselves, trying to see how much their brands are being valued?
Definitely. So IP valuation, essentially, it is the process of putting a monetary value mm-hmm. to the intellectual properties that the companies own,
mm-hmm.
be it trademark, patents, design, mm-hmm. copyrights.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very essential because businesses today, mm-hmm. they have a lot of intangible assets.
Mm-hmm.
And these intangible assets are quickly becoming the primary contributor of their business worth.
Mm-hmm.
So we are getting a lot of inquiries from companies to perform IP valuation for themselves.
So this is what, an audit or just outright valuing it? No longer an audit, this is actually the valuing of this kind of...
Before we start IP valuation process, we will first determine the validity of the intellectual property assets that the company own.
Okay.
So in that sense, audit, yes, we call IP audit.
Okay.
Intellectual property audit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you have determined that, okay, this intellectual property is indeed belongs to the company and everything is
enforced, done, yes.
Yeah, enforced, then how do you go about, I guess, valuing it?
So we would then request the company's financial data,
okay.
financial projections, their business model,
okay.
their projections, what they're going to do with their intangible assets, how are they going to monetize it,
okay.
how do they commercialize it. So with all these things in place, we are able to perform the IP valuation services.
So is this like more of not just legal work any longer, this is actually the CMO kind of role?
Yeah, Ibrahim, you are right.
Yes,
yeah.
You may say so.
So both of you, I assume, are lawyers, no? Or not lawyers, you're CMOs of sorts.
Okay, in order for IP valuation service to be performed, actually a company needs a team of professionals,
mm.
not only from the legal field,
mm.
we will also need professionals from financial.
Mm.
So like Valuing IP, the very first thing that we assembled was the team, the co-founding team.
Mm.
So I have, like myself, I'm actually in the IP field for 17 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Pui Leng, she's a business analyst. She's a first class engineering degree holder, and she used to work in Accenture mm. as a business analyst.
Mm.
She's very well versed with the market analysis and all.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in order for me to perform IP valuation, I need certified IP valuer, which is Terence. Terence is one of the 22 certified IP valuers in Malaysia. They are recognized by MyIPO as a certified IP valuer. And he's the only one in MyIPO that holds the qualification of chartered accountant.
Okay.
Yeah.
On top of this, when it comes to the talent that is within the organizations, like Valuing IP, for instance, in trying to determine the best work that can be done for your clients, what are the training that is required for you guys to actually conduct your duties even better for the clients that you have?
So for us to conduct IP valuation, first, we must have a good knowledge and experience both in IP and finance.
Let's talk to Puling. What are the knowledge, good knowledge? What does he mean by that?
Essentially, we need to understand the intellectual property that the businesses own.
Like what?
For example, let's say, because intellectual property, the value of it can fluctuate over time.
Okay.
So at the point of the assessment, mm-hmm. we will need to determine a few things. For example, let me give you a brief example. Trademark usually, they become more valuable with time because there will be more goodwill attached to it. And for example, a patent could be very valuable at the beginning because it solves a unique problem, it solves a particular problem. But over time, there may be other solutions that could also solve the problem, which makes it less valuable. So as an IP valuer, we will need to take all this into account. And we also need to look at the financial data that the company can provide to us so that we can use the most appropriate method to analyze and to value the intellectual properties.
Do you feel that we have the necessary ecosystem to actually make this work, not just for your company, but you know, in general, the industry level?
So in general, IP valuation is not a new thing. Okay. So actually, in the government's policy, since year 2007, actually, the government, we have a national IP policy launched in year 2007. So IP financing was one of the main pillars of this IP policy.
IP financing?
IP financing, yes. Like, it's a fundamental pillar, one of the
like you take a loan
action
to
plan.
To
IP financing is where businesses are using IP to get to get access to financing.
Okay.
Yes. That is what at Valuing IP we essentially trying to achieve.
So use it what as a collateral?
Yes.
Collateral, yes, you are right.
Oh wow, you can collateralize you can put a lien on an intangible.
Yes.
Yeah.
But okay, what I want to tell the public today is that IP financing is not new. Actually it's kinda
sorry, I am so ignorant. It is new to me.
It is happening already actually. Yeah. You see most of the startups, right? The technology startups, like Puling has mentioned. IP is the main contributor of their business value, their company value. Mm. They use intellectual property.
Okay.
So, yes, they do not get direct access funding from banks or financial institutions or even digital banks.
Okay.
But now they are using recognized market operators such as PitchIn or MyStarter to get access to fundings.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, we Valuing IP, we are actually helping, we are the strategic partner of PitchIn. They are the, I mean, we are helping them to assess the issuer's company's valuation, not only their IP. Because most of the time, businesses, if you just rely only on business valuation, if you want to increase the value or you want to boost the value, you may need to look into intangible assets value.
Okay.
So in the market, we are the first to help companies to assess the value of their intangible assets, and we are the first in ASEAN to actually digitalize IP valuation services.
What do you mean by that? How do you digitalize valuing IP services?
So I'll let Puling to
Puling,
help.
Go on.
Yeah. So IP valuation services, as more businesses and companies recognize the need for IP valuation services, then we come to another problem where IP valuation services is very costly. And it is made to be seen as a complex process.
Yeah.
So what we at Valuing IP, we try to simplify the process and we want to make it more cost effective.
Yeah.
So by digitalizing these IP services, right, IP valuation service, we can bring down the cost so that more SMEs in Malaysia can actually afford this service.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The digitization part, I need to understand that a little bit better.
Yes.
How is this different from what is digitizing it? Mean?
Digitizing means actually we are using a SaaS platform, software as a service. We're creating a platform for clients to upload their information according to the questions that our software will ask, the platform will determine.
Okay.
And with those information uploaded, mm-hmm. our system will automatically generate a okay. valuation report which is compliant okay. with international standards,
okay.
certified, and is accurate and reliable.
Fantastic. Currently, is there like a body that looks into this? Is it MyCC? What? Who looks into this kind of?
So MyIPO is the custodian and administrator of intellectual property law in Malaysia.
So is MyIPO?
So we are one of the 22 certified IP valuers in Malaysia.
Okay. So yes. MyIPO looks into this, into your disabled.
At the moment, it is under the purview of MyIPO.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Okay. We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with valuing IP. We'll be back after these messages. Thanks for staying on. I have with me the Valuing IP folks, T. Lin Yik, the founder and of Valuing IP, as well as Kwok Pui Leng, the co-CEO of Valuing IP. Let's talk into some of the case studies that you guys have done, some of the clients that you have taken on. Feel free to use their name. If you don't want to use their name, perhaps the sector, the company size of these kind of clients. I want to learn more about the kind of corporate clients that you guys are dealing with right now. Maybe Pui Leng.
Yeah, we have, to date, we have about 20 clients, big and small sizes, who ask for IP valuation services with us.
Yeah.
And one notable client that we have, they use our valuation report to assist them in the listing of NASDAQ. Mm. So this is something that we feel it is a very good progress.
A large company, I suppose. I mean, I don't know, listing NASDAQ is very important.
Yes, yes. Correct.
Okay, so you're talking about Grab, is it?
No.
No, not Grab.
Not Grab.
No.
Okay.
They're in the renewable energy segment.
Okay.
Using nanotechnology.
So these type of companies, like, what size are they?
I would say
revenue size?
They are considered as a startup, but okay. You know, the potentials of them, because they are having existing contracts.
Okay.
The contracts come with a lot of values.
Okay.
So it's not only their business is not only limited to Malaysia but also globally. So what they do and the IP that they own, it contributes a lot to their business valuation.
I'm trying to get more tangible here. So this company that you speak of, right? So they put in their prospectus the kind of businesses that they're in, the kind of revenues that they're
yes.
making, cost, whatever. And then there's a whole line of IP as a value.
Yes.
And that helps a lot, or that doesn't help in terms of their storytelling when it comes to being listed on the NASDAQ?
It helps them to establish the valuation. When our report is being, you know, examined by NASDAQ, the administrator, they actually wrote us an email to confirm on certain questions.
Oh yeah.
So one of the questions like whether we do it under duress or not and so on. So, you know,
yes.
basically they recognize the report that the valuation that we have done for the client.
All right, that's yeah. for one case study when it comes to NASDAQ listing.
Yes.
Another client that can
speak. So and let me share an example that we have a client who is in infringement matter, trademark infringement matter.
Okay.
So the client actually used our valuation report to determine or assess the damages that they suffered.
Okay.
During the infringement period. So, you know, there are so many reasons or potentials for to know the values of your intangible assets.
Okay.
You can use it for merger acquisition, for funding. You can, you want to buy or sell, you want to use for litigation, you want to use for liquidation.
Yeah, liquidation. So these case studies that you speak of, are they into all this?
Just give you an example of liquidation. Like last year, we actually helped determining the values of Papa Rich,
okay.
the brand. So this company, it was handled by a liquidator.
Okay.
And this is a recognition and this is a breakthrough. Liquidator actually put out their trademark as an intangible asset for auction.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So,
and there's a monetary value to
yes,
that, of course.
Yes. We place the monetary
place
value.
We place the monetary value yes. to it.
That monetary value was decided by you guys?
Yes.
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 Amazing.
That is how we assist companies to
sorry, I have to ask a very simple
value.
Question.
Yep.
So what makes some intangible asset like IP valuable or not valuable? Higher in monetary value and less in monetary value?
How?
Yeah. Okay, there are what makes an IP, I don't know, 10 million ringgit versus 100,000 ringgit?
So actually there are many factors affecting it.
I'll share a few.
Okay, one of the notable one is your income.
Okay.
That you have generated over the years, the past years.
Okay.
And of course, the projections that you are looking at.
Okay.
That you must, I mean, we would have certain assumptions and limitations, but yet we do comply with international standards to check and balance the projections that they provided.
Okay.
To determine the fair value of that intangible assets.
So if in the case that it is not commercialized yet,
yeah.
The IP has not been commercialized yet, and we will use the cost approach, where we will determine how much has been used, has been spent in research and development, and we can come up with a value for that IP as well. So basically, the primary methods that we will be using are the income methods and also the cost method. But to justify the monetary value that we put in these IPs, we also use the market approach, where we will try to find comparable markets, analysis and data, and we will compare both of them together to see if we come to a correct range of the IP value.
So income method, cost method, market method.
Yep.
Not exclusive, I suppose. You will use one of each to some degree.
Yes, depending on the companies, what is the purpose of the IP valuation? So IP valuation, there are a lot of purpose why someone would want to do it. Merger and acquisitions,
yeah.
Joint ventures,
yeah.
Business transactions, for example, if you would like to buy and sell IPs.
Yeah.
Technology transfer,
yeah.
Liquidation, as mentioned just now, and I think most importantly, for financing.
Most importantly.
Yes, Kay. Because IP financing is something that is up and coming. Today, the businesses today, in today's platform, they are moving towards branding, digitalization, yeah. Technology. They no longer rely on lands, buildings, tangible assets. Not so much on that anymore. They are moving towards the intangible part. So how do we put a price tag on these intangible assets? And when these businesses, when they want to grow even further, how do they get the financial need, financial help? So IP valuation would give the IP financing a very good ecosystem, a support system for them, for financial institutions to start thinking about lending money to SMEs,
okay.
Businesses.
I'm sure not many of your clients are going to be happy with the valuation that you give them. They might argue that, hey, how come it's a bit too low? I mean, if it's too high, they'll just stay quiet and say thank you.
Yeah.
But how do you justify to your clients that this is the correct?
So essentially, as an independent valuer, we are providing our valuation results independently. We are not influenced by clients' requests and so on. And yet, like we mentioned, our methodologies in assessing the value is in compliance with the international standards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have many unhappy clients then?
Not really. Actually, some they are surprised where, you know.
It's a bit too low.
No. We are able to boost their business value.
That's my secondary question right now. So are there clients that are a bit taken aback and surprised at how high?
Maybe some of them are very, very happy with it. Yeah.
And because of this, they were not realizing before, they were not aware.
They were not aware on the potential values of their intangible assets. And so we are able to unlock the values of their intangible assets and to help boost their business valuation.
Yeah, I know it's very rough for you to generalize, but when you talk about SMEs per se,
yeah,
and they have, you know, I don't know, 500,000 ringgit worth of turnover every month. With a popular brand name, some trademark dish perhaps of the, let's say, call it a restaurant, whatever. What would be the range of the IP for these kind of companies?
Range.
IP, sorry?
Yeah, the range of the value of the IP for these kind of companies.
Oh, for these questions, we need to undergo
I can imagine how difficult
proper assessment.
Yes, we are not able to provide, you know,
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that.
But like, is it runs into the millions of ringgit, the value, or
it could be, and it actually depends a lot of factors on our financial perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, and our business model and projections.
If their revenues comes in a range of millions, then there is a very good chance if that trademark or patents are the main contributor of their business revenue, yes.
Okay, all right, one short break. When we come back, we'll conclude our conversation with Valuing IP. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Valuing IP folks, T. Lin Yik, the founder of Valuing IP, as well as Kwok Pui Leng, the co-CEO of Valuing IP. Let's talk about the software launch that's going to take place on the 16th of March. Talk to us more to that effect.
Yeah, so this 16th March 2023, Thursday, we are having our grand launching of our IP valuation platform at KLCC. And we will also have a fireside chat. Panelist speakers from Meranti, from Baker Tilly, and from Valuing IP, as well as Nano Malaysia, will be participating and will be, you know, sharing the insight of the progress or status of IP financing and valuation.
So these kind of organizations, right, Meranti and the likes, I'm sure they are very keen and interested in trying to make Malaysian companies a little bit more aware of valuing their IP. Are they doing enough in terms of trying to get more people, more businesses, a little bit more, you know, cognizant of this fact?
I would say the government institution or agency are doing a very good job in promoting or you know, raising the profile of IP financing as well as IP valuation to clients or to startups communities.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, they are doing good.
Yeah, they are doing well.
Yeah.
They are very encouraging. And we are cautiously optimistic.
So if companies out there, they are trying to learn a little bit more about valuing their own intellectual property, and they are trying to understand a little bit better in terms of how they can, I guess, reach out to your company or the 22 other recognized companies under my IPO, what would be some of the considerations that they need to think of when it comes to getting their IP to be evaluated, perhaps for the purpose of IP financing? The two or three things that they need to think about when improving their IP value?
First, they must have a plan, like a business model. And with this business model in place, what are the projected revenues that they may achieve? And of course, the strength of their management team plays an important role as well. And external factors like the economy and government's policies for their industries, is it, you know? So all these are the considerations that they should take into account.
Yes. Yeah. Looking for the correct IP valuer is also very important. Experienced, I think that in valuing IP, we have an experienced team, highly skilled, where we are the experts in intellectual property. And so when you evaluate intellectual property, you must be able to understand what are the patterns, what are the trademarks, the designs that comes together with it. And we will be able to ask the correct questions, we will be able to find the appropriate data to support the valuation.
So for now, where does the realm of IP growth is for the country? Is it on the rise right now?
On the rise, definitely.
Yes, definitely.
On the rise. And even the pandemic, for the past 2 to 3 years, we can see that the filings are increasing steadily, in fact.
What, really?
Yes.
The numbers of trademarks and patents being filed in Malaysia.
This shows that businesses and companies, they didn't slow down.
Yeah, they didn't
in
slow
fact,
down.
They are...
continue to innovate because they need to stay relevant or to stay competitive in the marketplace.
These kind of companies that make the filings, are they like startups, small businesses, big businesses?
It's a combination of everything.
Yes, combination of
everything. So it's not peculiar to a particular set of size of the company or a sector?
No.
See, businesses, they need to keep innovating to stay ahead of their competition.
All right, fantastic. Yeah,
fantastic, okay. Really. And that's why we need a way to unlock the value of the IPs that they owned.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's unlock our intellectual property value. That was the conversation that we had today with Kwok Pui Leng as well as T. Lin Yik of Valuing IP. If you've missed any part of the show, just head on to astroharmony.com. Look for more information there. My name is Ibrahim Saini. Catch you in the next one.